Sports Radio GMA. Love will find a way. Masters and Johnson found more than one. But of course, it's a whole other subject. 657.
Say it. Come on, let me hear y'all say it. Say it, Rick.
No, I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, that does it for John.
I'll tell you what I will say, though.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate your company today. Enjoy Rick, who's next on TMA.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's Friday.
It's nice Friday.
On WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, with Rick Tracy.
1250, the best music, WTMA.
Just some of the 70s memories from the mighty TMA back in the 1970s. We've got one of those guys that you heard on that little snippet of audio, John Burwell, the Bustin' Loose guy.
That's going to do it for me today. Rick Tracy's next, but that was after Gary London.
Gary London is also with us in the studio, did afternoons for many, many years. We also heard a guy by the name of Bob McLean there. Crazy Bob McLean.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he rolled into town.
He really revitalized that station. I'm telling you, he did a wonderful job for WTMA.
We spent a marathon weekend going through the oldies library.
Toss that one.
You know.
And some of the other folks that worked at WTMA that you might remember, how about I think the guy right before him, Lee Richards. As a matter of fact, if you go to WTMAmemories.com, this is from the insert of the WTMA Solid Gold record, which you might have in your collection if you still have records, or we're in Charleston about 1974 or so. It has a lineup of the WTMA jocks there from 6 till 9. Lee Richards, who was the program director and morning guy, was there.
He hired me.
Followed by Gary London between 9 and 12. Right. Keith Nichols, who's now at Channel 5, was on between noon and 3. Booby Nash from 3 till 7. Nighttime DJ was the very smooth Steve Russell. And from 12 till 6, John Burwell.
I left the morning show at WNOK in Columbia and did the all-night show at WTMA because it was a better station. And, it was the number one station in the South. So, you know, I knew I had some place to go.
So all nights in Charleston is better than mornings in Columbia.
Let me tell you, all-night show at TMA was awesome.
Well, thank you for that.
But, it really was.
But I actually, this is the honest truth. CJ was talking about it wasn't paying. It paid in those days. We made very good money. I was offered, which in today's money would be a $10,000 raise to do the all-night show from what I was making in Columbia.
Hey.
I'm telling you, they paid back then.
It's easier to stay up late than get up early.
Oh, it was.
Give you an example. I was doing middays at TMA and WQXI. Excuse me.
Yo.
Feedback.
Got those headphones up loud enough there, Gary?
Lord. Actually, they're not loud enough. You get old, you get deaf. But WQXI in Atlanta, Quixie and Dixie, wanted me to come do middays for them. And I was making more money at TMA.
Exactly.
I said, you guys are idiots. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. You can't be making that much. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
556-1250 is our phone number if you'd like to talk to our guest this morning or just kind of reminisce about WTMA in the 70s or 80s. We've got Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles. You've got a question about TMA?
Yeah, I owned the old skate land on King Street from 1958 to 1978, and I remember when TMA was probably at the bottom of the charts, and they brought George Wilson in and Doug Randall and Bobby D.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if you remember the old, whatever happened to those boys?
George Wilson, I know is
Doug
still
Randall
alive.
Died. I knew him.
Doug Randall died.
But George was the program director. He was a pretty smart person.
As a matter of fact, a little eccentric. I've been trying to get in touch with him, but he's still around there. He's got a reputation for being a very, very creative guy. And George Wilson was the guy that made WTMA, turned it from a kind of a good music station that played very mellow, middle-of-the-road music to a top 40 station around 1960 or so. Was that the year that you remember?
Yeah, well, George, one day he locked himself up there by the old Dock Street and played the same record for 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Bobby D had a baby chicken up there, and he was giving away a Valentine contest to see which disc jockey got the most Valentines. And he had a baby crying in the background, claiming somebody left that baby there. And whoever gave him the most Valentines, they had the police down there on Sunday and everything else.
It was a theater of the mind, you see.
We had to paint a picture.
That's right.
The Dock Street Theater of the Mind.
Yeah.
We actually broadcast from the skating rink on Friday and Saturday nights with Bobby D. We used to have a lot of fun down there.
Yeah, we used to broadcast from the Folly Pier.
That's right.
And actually, one time we buried John Burwell.
That's right. I got 4 feet at under.
Not 6 feet under, 4 feet under.
At the drive-in theater.
Right.
It was a big promotion. And we actually buried him in a coffin.
And I broadcasted live from 4 feet underground for 3 solid hours.
Yeah. Oh, what was that like?
It was eerie. I am telling
we
you.
We had a little tube where we could look at him down there. And
right.
We had an air hose.
It was a special thing that they had wired up. And I had a microphone, a real coffin modified so that they could look down in it 4 feet underground. And the weird thing was when they were putting dirt over, you know, like that. And then all of a sudden, it's eerie in there. It really is. And it, I got that because they had wanted Booby Nash to do it. And Booby said, are you out of your mind?
They didn't make enough Valium back in those days for Booby to do it.
And Booby said, I'll tell you who'll do it. Burwell will do anything. Get him to do it. And and there comes Rudy Gresham saying, John, I've got an idea for you. You'll love this, John.
Well, what?
But we did it.
Did you get anything extra for that?
Actually, I believe we did. Yeah, I believe I did get
talent.
Free
got
passes
talent.
To the Port Drive-In. I believe that's what it was.
Well, good for you. At least you got something good out of it.
And then I tried to make John Trenton's record for staying up the longest when we broadcast from St. Andrew's Center that
that's
time.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes, golly, yes. And he was broadcasting. What was that about? I remember.
It was at a clothing store right there in the window in the corner of. The shopping center there.
And it was how long you could stay up and broadcast to them, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And we go
24
to them.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And by, I don't know how long it was, maybe 70 hours or something like that. It's.
The ironic thing is, I was living in Waldorf and drove home.
And you're still alive today,
yeah,
it's amazing. All right, Gary London and John Burwell in the studio here talking about the memories of the mighty TMA. We'll have more coming up, including a couple of surprise guests in our next half hour as we relive those memories of WTMA. Now a successful radio station in the news talk format, but in the 60s, 70s,
and still
the
best station in town.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate that. You'll get your $5 later. It was an incredible top 40 station, and these guys were part of that success story. We'll have more coming up next. Next, right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.